All right, and welcome everyone. We are live here, the very first Dark Hours with the Queen of Darkness, Tressa Graves. Welcome, Tressa.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
How are you in Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
I was going to say, tonight we are live at Dick Flash Resort in Gatlinburg. This is what started it all, and I got a special guest here with me tonight. This is the sweetheart that got it all started for me here, Rebecca. How do you say your last name so we make sure?
Maisie,
that's what I thought. Well, Rebecca's going to come in and say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody, from Dick Gatlinburg.
Well, hello. Get on the screen there.
and that was Rebecca. We can't see you. You got to get closer to me. She's real cute, so I want her to sit even closer to me. There, aren't we just two peas in a pod?
So what in the world happened on your way down there to Gatlinburg, Dick's, Tressa?
Oh, accidents. There were two of them. And we got caught up in two accidents. And anyone who's been to East Tennessee during holiday season or anything, they will know that it gets crazy with the traffic. There's a lot of people here. And Dick Flash Resort in Gatlinburg is jam-packed. They are crowded tonight, which is good. We like the big crowd. Isn't that right, Rebecca?
That's right.
I almost lost it. And this is the place where you come and you get people are rude to you. People
really sarcastic.
That's why I fit in here. Of course, I have to say my first time at Dick's, I really didn't know what it was. So the first day I was in here to do my first book signing, I was standing in the corner for an hour going.
Well, I must tell you, I had a blast up there at the Chicago Dick's just a week and a half ago, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. And I was telling Rebecca that we were at Dick's in Chicago. And this Dick's here is, they are off the rocker here. I mean, when I came in, you can't even see the floor. There's napkins thrown all over the place. I mean, yeah, every Dick's I have been to has been tame compared to here. And I don't know if it's the opposite, Southern hospitality. You know, everyone here gets tired of the Southern hospitality. And this is the place where they finally let it out and say, hey, we're tired of being nice. But I wanted to put Rebecca on. We're having to do it through the phone because it's so loud here. I let her tell you guys a little bit about Dick, even. So I'm going to put her on for a second.
Hi, Steven.
Hello, Rebecca. Get there in front of the camera so we can see you.
Can you see me now?
Yep, I sure can.
Hi.
What is Dick's all about, and how long have they been around?
Well, you know what? This year we're celebrating our 30th birthday. We started in Texas, and we've grown ever since. We've got 17 locations now across the country. We have two in the Smoky Mountain areas, one in Gatlinburg and one in Pigeon Forge at the island. And we're all about a little surly sarcasm with the service here. We like to make fun of you. You make fun of us, and it's all in fun and fun for all.
Yeah, yeah. I had a very provocative hat made and put on top of my head up there in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Tressa will have to show you the picture that I got tagged in.
Oh, you're the one she was telling me about. Yeah, she told me about that hat.
Oh, okay.
She just got to tell you what it says.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Teresa said, you have to tell him what he said, though.
Oh, it said something to the effect that Santa Claus was giving free mustache rights for Halloween.
No, that's funny. That's classic. That's classic Dick for you.
It is. So how many times has Tressa been there, Rebecca?
Tressa has been here at the Gatlinburg location. Yeah, two or three times now. I think this is her third time coming out. She's been to Chicago. She's been to Orlando. She's been at our Newport Beach store as well, and we all love her.
Well, that's good. I hope we can get big enough, and I hope we can get enough sponsors and maybe get enough money to where we can hit all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
I know that there's one in San Diego. That seems to be the furthest one away, isn't it?
That is the furthest one away. We have San Diego, San Antonio, Dallas, Las Vegas. Those are the clusters that we have there at the Southwest.
Well, I love Texas. I've been down there many, many times. So who knows? Maybe we can drag her down there.
Maybe. Let's see. She'd be fun on the Riverwalk.
Yeah. What did you think? What did you think of Tressa the first time she went down there?
Well, you know what? Tonight's actually my first night meeting Tressa. I've talked with her 100 times on the phone. We've coordinated and collaborated a bunch of stuff, but this is actually our first time meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Last time she was here, though, she did well. They loved her.
Yeah. She did pretty good up there in Chicago. She said that was the best one
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, they plastered her face all over the buildings up there in Chicago.
Yeah, they did. So what? How did Dick's come up with its theme, Rebecca?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it a little bit short. It started to where the owners were trying to open up a 5-star restaurant in Dallas, and after so many complications and delays, he said he had to get something open just to make some money. So he went and found this little dive place downtown and turned it into whatever he could fit in there kind of bar. And all he served was beer and ribs. And he didn't care what the servers did or how they did their job as long as it got done and he was making money. And so that's how it originally started.
What is the owner's name? Is his name actually Dick?
It was Dick. His name was Dick. Yep.
He's not with us anymore, or?
No, he's not with us anymore. Unfortunately, they took over, and when he passed away, it's been passed through friends. They're all friends. So it's like family still, you know? Still in the family.
Okay, I see. What's actually going on in the background there?
Well, thanks for having us. There's a lot going on in the background here now. We have a full house. Got some birthdays going on. We're telling them we don't care. And they're loving it. Everybody's got some hats on. Maybe we can get you a shot here in a little bit.
Yeah. I know we was up there in Chicago. Do you have bands over there?
We have a house DJ every weekend. He is getting ready to start up here in just a few minutes, and you're going to be able to get a little bit of him as well.
Oh, okay. That'll be good. You're going to go
yeah,
around.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Are you going to go around and talk to some patrons? Talk to some customers?
Sure, we can talk to some customers. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, all right. Let's do this. Hold on. What we'll do is we will just take the phone and we'll go talk to some of the customers that way. Is that okay?
Sure it is.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's go around. I think Rebecca's going to go with me here. This place is packed. Ah, well, right here we have one of the employees at Dick's.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, I'm Wolf. I have no clue what's going on here.
Well, they're going to have to drag you over to the camera.
I'll get some of them over there.
We're on an internet radio show. You need to tell them that they're on an internet radio show.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put Sam on to cover for me. 1 second.
Steven Roberts.
Hello.
We have a live one?
Yes, we're
all
live.
Right. Apparently we have a live patron that wants to get on the radio.
How are you tonight?
Un momento.
Are you one of the servers?
The ball cap? Go ahead, Steven.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
No, it's Sam.
Oh, hey, hi, Sam.
I got a gentleman right here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steven.
Hi. How are you tonight? What's your name?
How's it going?
Hi, pretty good. What's your name?
Mike Dowdy.
Hi, Mike. Are you one of the servers?
Yeah.
You got to have Sam drag you over to the laptop there so he could be in front of the camera if you wanted.
That you over here at the computer? You see?
Yes, I can. I know you can't see me live, but you're live on the air, though. And you're live on live stream, too. You're live on live stream, too. So what's your job there?
Yeah, can you see me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hey,
Hi. So what's your job there?
Oh, I'm coming here to eat.
Oh, okay. I thought you worked here for some reason.
No. We come in here to eat.
Do you like horror? Do you like horror books and stuff like that?
Not too much.
Well, that's what.
That's what you do.
No, that's what Tress and Sam are there for. They're there for a book signing and also just gonna have an internet radio show and things like that.
Uh huh.
She's selling all kinds of books and that. She's an author of spooky and scary stuff.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. If you have a smartphone or something like that, you can actually read the first chapter of her book online on her website there, TressaGraves.com, if you want to check that out. I know I'm kind of pitching for them, and I'm up here in Michigan, but they're down there. I went to a Dick's with them 2 weeks ago up in Chicago. We had a little shindig up there. It was nice.
Yeah, I went to Chicago not long ago. It's a nice place up there.
Yes, it is. Well, if you want to put Sam on back there, it was good having you on.
All right.
Good talking to you for a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to read the book, though. I mean, I'm not too much of a horror fan. I like, you know, the movie, but... Okay. All right.
Well, thank you. Thanks again.
Hey, Steven.
Hello. That guy doesn't even know what you do.
So is that the first person you talked to tonight?
Yep. Besides Rebecca.
I am Rebecca. And it is still jam-packed, and it's going to be interesting trying to do a show and signing books tonight.
Uh-huh.
But Tress is multi-talented, so I can do it.
Well, that's good.
But it is jam-packed here tonight, and I don't know where Beck. Oh, she's over there in the corner. She took off in a ditch tree here. I'll have to call her back over here so we can get some more. I see a person I want here. Let me go. I gotta grab her here. This is, she's very nice. I want you on my radio. I want you. I have to hunt these. I don't know. I have to go around hunting people down. So here she is here. Here you go. Hey, Steven, how you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Who do I have here?
Oh, this is Mike. One of the managers out here at Dick West's door. I'm always here when she comes in with a book.
Yeah. Do you always have a pretty good time when she gets there?
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time here. Always. We never slow down. I'll get rest when I'm dead, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know you're going to be on YouTube, right?
No, I'm not. I don't know anything. I just saw her come in and say, you're going to be here today.
Yeah. Well, this is going up on
That's
YouTube
all we
also.
Care about.
Ask her where this is going. This is going up on
where
YouTube
is this
here.
Going? Oh, this, hold this. On. Hello?
Yeah, tell her where this is going. Tell her this is going up on YouTube and that.
You asked her that?
No, I told her that. I tried to, but I don't think she understood me.
So this will be on YouTube tonight?
I'm not sure if it'll be up tonight, but it'll be up tomorrow.
Cool, I can't wait. It's on a busy night like tonight, things are a little out of control here, Dick. I want to get it where you can actually, well, here she is. She disappears from me and now she's back. I can't believe it. They have me here and then they just ditch me and leave me here alone. I told him because Stephen was with us in Chicago and the floor was nothing like this there.
Oh, it wasn't covered with napkins?
It was not covered with napkins.
Oh, probably with napkins. Definitely.
And straws. So as soon as they go off on a customer in here, I want to try and get it with the laptop.
Yeah.
So so you'll be able to see it.
Well, you ought to get some customers come up to the camera, Tressa.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and try and get some more customers to come up here and talk. I think I'll leave that up to Rebecca. She's good at roasting, and she's a wild one.
Well, just let them all know that they're gonna be on YouTube, Tressa.
Yeah, we will let them know. I'll put Sam on for a second. He can talk to you while I go out and try and find more people.
Okay.
Mr. Roberts.
Hello, Sam.
Are you having fun yet?
Yeah. I'm thinking so. It's too bad it wasn't that way up there in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were there.
Yes, I was.
The wait staff here in Gatlinburg, I think it was talked about just a few minutes ago that the wait staff in Chicago is downright tame compared to the people here.
Oh, are they?
There's all sorts of madness and mayhem going on here.
Well, they're a bunch of Southside bad boys up there. They probably don't like a lot of, I don't know. They might not get as rude as some of the others. Who knows?
Hey, we've got another live victim for you here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Steven.
Hi. Are you a customer?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know you're live on a radio show? Do you know you're live on a radio show?
Well, I just figured that out just now. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what are you having for dinner tonight?
How are you doing over there?
Pretty good. You having dinner and drinks?
What's that?
Are you having dinner and drinks?
Actually, I'm at work right now.
Oh.
I work at Big Fun Sport. Absolutely.
I see.
We're having a great night here tonight.
Yeah.
Her shoes are fabulous, honey. I'm getting those shoes before she leaves.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet her in the alley somewhere and get those.
Hey, she is the queen of darkness, so you better watch out.
Yes, she is, but she's fabulous. If you only see what she was wearing right now.
I've seen them.
She is working it out.
I've seen them.
She is working the runway all day. Absolutely. What's going on?
Well, we're just trying to put a show together at a Dick's there, and she's got that book selling, and she's got the new publication, TressaGraves.com. She's always looking for writers in that to get published. That's one of the things she's doing, and we're also trying we're also trying to start a network here too for. I don't know, just for TressaGraves.com, Tressa Graves publications. And
absolutely. Come on, put your face in over here. Put your face in.
And who do we got there?
This is Mitchell. He's crazy. He's one of the best servers we have.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Tell him he's going to be on YouTube. Tell him he's going to be on YouTube.
Yes, he left already.
Oh.
He's gone. He's a fast mover. We're pretty busy tonight, so I'm surprised he's able to make it that fast there.
Uh-huh. How many people do you have in there, you think?
Oh, man, we are pretty much packed tonight. Man, it's pretty full.
Standing room only,
yes.
Huh?
What's that?
Standing room only, huh?
Oh, thank you. I'm trying. You know, this is gorgeous. Only if you can see these hills that this thing's got on over here, then you won't be worried about my beautiful mug. You guys are awesome. Absolutely. So, yeah, absolutely. So, like, these books are amazing. I haven't got to read one yet, so hopefully I get to read one. So we can pass it around and, you know, get some book signed for you guys here.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yes, oh yes. I guess Tressa said you're going to have a DJ there tonight, huh?
Yes, our DJ is absolutely, he's here right now, actually.
Ah.
But you can't really see him because the computer is facing towards this beautiful mug of mine.
Yeah.
Today. Absolutely. Well, this interview has been awesome, but I really have to get back to the door.
That's okay.
Family has been too long, you know. But it was awesome talking to you guys and being in your interview, which is amazing. These books look like they're amazing. I'm going to have to read upon them and see what's going on with these books here.
Well, thank you for grabbing the phone and talking.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
And just so everybody knows, if I don't make it home without my shoes, right there.
We know who's got them, right?
You got the shoes.
We know who's got them.
I said, meet me in the alley. She goes, okay. So do you have any more questions for Rebecca, Stephen, or anything?
Well, I can't think of anything right now. I mean, I thought maybe you would, you know, you'd put another couple of customers up in there. Are you?
I have to go hunt them down.
Yeah.
That's why I always throw the phone to Sam and let him bore you a little bit while I go find some more.
Or Rebecca.
Me and Rebecca can go do that if you want to talk to him for a second.
Rebecca's a lot cuter. You can put her back on.
You want Rebecca?
Sure.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, no. Hello, Steven.
Hello. Well, I don't know if Tressa or Sam happened to mention to you, but a lot of the times I was just, we were just going around to the customers up there in Chicago, and we were telling them to check out her website on a smartphone, either Android or iPhone or whatever, and they can read the first chapter online. And that's what we were doing. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, that, I don't know. A lot of the times we got some, we got some good reception from the people, but there weren't, not everybody was rude or anything like that, but most everybody listened to us, and I think some people even went to the website and read the first chapter. Yeah.
I hear Teresa's a great author. She did very well. Her book sold out the last showing up there from what I heard. So apparently everybody's loving her book.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is.
You know,
it's getting dark in here, so it's getting a little crazy in here.
It looks a lot just like the Dick's up there in Chicago, actually. It looks very similar.
Does it look a lot like it? I've never been up to that one yet. So you got one up on me.
Do you think they're all made the same? Do you think they all look the same?
No. Those two Dicks are alike.
No? Figuratively.
No, not at all.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, I'm going to let you speak to this guy right here. He's been here since we opened this door.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him say hi. Hold on just 1 minute.
How's it going?
Hi. So how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not too bad. Who are you? What do you do there?
I'm Joel. I'm a server, and I'm a trainer, and I train people and run around and act a fool and scream in people's faces.
Well, you're going to be on YouTube later.
We want to hear your laugh and what you're famous for.
Well, I mean, I can't just laugh. Something's got to be funny.
Well, all right. How about...
I wish I could laugh for you, but, I mean, something's got to be funny.
Well, you know...
Everyone thinks it's fake, but it's really good.
Do you know Tressa, then?
Do what?
Do you know Tressa? Do you know the author there?
I'm sorry. It's real loud in here. I can't really hear you very well.
Well, when I went up there to the Chicago Dicks, a woman had me say, "I love Dicks." How's that?
Hi, man. Hi. Sorry, bro. But hey, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Steven, it's Rebecca again.
Yeah, he said he couldn't hear me.
I have a customer right here that I'm going to let you talk to. Is that going to be okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to show you. We forced him to come talk to you. He's a little wrapped in duct tape right now. See this kid right here? This is what we do to kids who don't behave in our restaurant.
Yeah.
Will you say hi to Steven?
Hi, Steven.
How are you? Are you all wrapped up? Do they have you all wrapped up? Can you hear me?
You got answered.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
He couldn't hear you.
Okay.
He couldn't hear you. Okay, the servers are going to take him away now. I've actually got Annette. I want to let you talk to Annette. And this is one of the craziest managers we have, and we love her to death. She's been here forever, too. So I'm going to pass the phone over to her.
Okay.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
Hi. I guess it's pretty loud in there, huh?
Yeah, it's really loud in here. We kind of like to have some fun on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I went up to the Chicago Dicks with Tressa and Sam a few weeks ago, so I had a ball up there.
I'm glad you had a good time. We're all about having fun. Yep. All in fun, fun for all.
Have you ever read Tressa's book?
Have I what?
Have you read her book, the author?
No, I've actually went through one of her books. I'm trying to steal one from the manager. She gave one to the store, and so we're kind of fighting over it.
Uh-huh.
She's an amazing person.
Yeah, she is. She's also got a new publication that she's looking for writers. If anybody wants to do any writing.
That's what she said. She's going to go far.
I hope so, because I'm going to help her.
Yeah, me too.
I'm hoping.
Good deal.
What do you do there? You're one of the managers?
I am. I'm the assistant general manager.
How long you been there?
I've been here a little over 3 years.
Yeah. What's it like?
It's lots of fun, loud, entertaining, good food, dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Just have a lot of fun.
I have a lot of fun. My wobble song's on. I gotta go wobble.
I'm sorry?
I'm gonna go wobble.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What's a wobble?
We make a dance floor here. It's just a dance to a song.
Oh. Are they going to show that? Are they going to show us that?
Sure. I'll tell her to show you. Hang on.
Okay.
Are you getting this, David?
Are they doing something?
Did you see her?
Tell her to do it again, yeah.
Here we go. You're going to be on YouTube. Can you see her?
Yes.
Only a Dick Class Resort, Steven.
Yeah.
Only I did care. I told you, this place is way crazier than any of the dicks I've ever been to.
Yeah.
None of them quite like this one.
Yeah, I like his too.
You know what I mean?
Tell him I like his too.
He works at Dick's, but he's not that mean. That's a bad reputation for Dick's. And you're still seeing them here, right?
Oh, yes.
Nothing but fun here. This is why Tressa goes to every Dick's Class Resort I can get into.
Ask
like
someone,
I said, tonight is Dark Hours with Dick. And as you see, they love Tressa at Dick Floss Resort.
I can see
that's
that.
That's the most important message.
Yeah.
They are just having too much fun here tonight. Are you still getting this?
Yes, I am.
This is two customers, one of the employees here.
Yeah. What's that dance called again?
Huh?
Ask them what that dance is called again.
What is that dance called? Well, that's off the record. Rebecca doesn't know. Okay, Stephen wants to know what the dance is called again. The wobble.
Oh, that's right, the wobble. Yeah.
The wobble. So, Trezeguet, Dark Hours is introducing people who's never seen the wobble to the wobble. And I tell you what, this DJ stuff here, this is something that they just started doing since last time I was here. Because they had never had a DJ here before.
Ah.
So this is something really new here.
Uh-huh.
And she's still out there. I don't think she's going down until the place closes tonight.
What?
And there's one thing I have to do, Stephen. Whenever I came in,
yeah.
Rebecca got me something, and I have to show this. Everybody sees that, right?
Uh-huh. Bud Light.
That is Bud Light. And every time Trissa goes out, Trissa drinks Bud Light.
I do, too.
We got another employee up here. She's gone now. I'm surprised. We got a lot of shy people out here tonight. Radio shy for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of strange. And I know everyone's going to be like, okay, so why isn't Tress up there in her little mini skirt busting a groove? Tress is a writer and only dances in the dark.
Or in the shower, right?
In the privacy. He did a good job, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a lot of fun here, Dick, as you can tell. It's never boring here.
Yes, I can.
I'm sitting here trying to see everything that's going on here. So I take it you enjoy talking to Rebecca tonight.
Yeah. You ought to ask...
A lot of history on dicks, huh?
Yeah, you ought to ask some of the customers that have hats on to see if they would come in front of the camera with their hat.
With the... That's right. He can't even hear you. We're trying to get some more people over here, but with the music, we can't hear anything. But what I can do is I can have them do another cap for Sam, and we can see how rude they can get as they done at Dick's in Chicago. I remember that one. And yours as well, which I thought was kind of funny.
It was.
I want you to come here with me, because if you come to this Dick, you ain't going to forget it.
Uh-huh.
You guys are awesome. And I'm just looking around here, people waving and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Does anybody even actually know what's going on in there, or are they all just having fun?
Yeah, people, what I find out is when I walk into a room, people usually go silent for a while, and they sit and they stare at me. I don't know if it has to do with the clothes I wear or what. Oh, here you go. Here's the kitchen manager. I'm going to put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Do you work there? Hi. Do you work there?
Yeah, I work here. I'm the kitchen manager. I manage this crazy place.
Oh, okay. Okay. You have a good time there?
Oh, yeah. We have a great time. You know, it's really good food. That's what we're all about in the back of the house, you know. I hand cut my rib eyes and a whole mix of jalapeno gravy.
Uh-huh. Well, you know you're going to be on YouTube, though, aren't you?
I'm going to be on YouTube?
Yeah, this is going up on YouTube.
So I'm going to be famous? That it's time to do something.
Do the wobble.
I'll wobble. I'm not sure what that wobble is about.
No. They was just doing a dance here a few minutes ago called the wobble.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha. Fun stuff.
How long you been there?
I've been here going on 5 years now.
What's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Jared.
Jared, okay.
Jared Hendrickson.
Yeah. Well,
I started cooking fried food on the fried side. And over time, I worked myself up to a trainer and the assistant kitchen manager, and now I'm the kitchen manager.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been a great opportunity here. It's a really, really awesome place to work for. Have a great time every day.
Yeah. I bet the servers can make some pretty good money there, don't they?
Yeah, they take care of me, absolutely. I can't complain. Just bought a house last year. Bought my wife a semi-new car not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It really is.
Yeah, better. I can't complain. I feel pretty blessed to have this opportunity here.
It's probably better than a lot of other restaurants, so I'll bet, isn't it?
I have to agree. I have to think so. I have to think that, you know, we give a lot of people a really good opportunity here. You know, some people that might not make it other places, but, you know, it's the last resort for a reason. You come here and we might give you a chance.
There you go.
Yep.
Have you ever read one of Truss's books before?
I'm sorry, that?
Have you ever read one of the books before?
You know, I have not. And shame on me. I've been here a couple times now.
Three
times? But, you know, don't feel ashamed. I don't read many books. it's been a while, I guess.
I'm right there with you. I guess that's supposed to be the scariest book that you're ever going to read.
Really?
That's the way I hear it.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Might be something I would like to experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. She has all kinds of scary books, and she has writers on board with her Trusted Publications, too. Trusted Graves Publications.
Yeah.
She's signing up writers and trying to go places. Just trying to take over the world.
Hey, you got to try.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and beat the pavement. That's how you make it.
Well, if you don't ever try, you won't ever succeed, and you won't ever fail either, but you still have to try.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes is, you know, you will miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's another quote out there I just heard a few weeks ago. It goes something like, the master has failed and will fail 1,000 times more than the apprentice will ever try.
Very good. I like that a lot. It's so true. You know, how do you get wise without making those mistakes?
Yeah. Well, it was good.
Experiences.
Do you think you could grab somebody that has a hat and would like to come up and show their hat in front of the camera?
Somebody with a hat?
Yeah, somebody with one of the paper hats.
Let's see here. The guy that says my pen is small. I don't know if that's appropriate.
No,
now available on video.
It'd be okay.
It does. It doesn't matter. Bring him up here. I'm gonna send somebody out. I usually don't deal with people too much, you know. I kind of made my hole in the back.
Yeah. Tell them they can be on YouTube. They might all come up then.
I'm sorry?
Tell them they can be on YouTube.
Tell them they can be on YouTube.
Yeah, this is going up on YouTube.
Okay, I'll go see what they said. You tell them they can be on YouTube? Oh, we got a volunteer. She's coming up. He's coming up this way now. You're about to be YouTube famous. Just put the hat on.
And you might actually
have to... Would you like her to take the phone and say that she loves dicks?
Sure.
All right, look at the camera.
I love dicks.
There you go. And her hat says, my phone hurts.
My phone hurts. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much. She left. Hey, we got a couple more.
All right.
Just go ahead and get so this little camera at the top can see you and you're getting my picture. Let's see what they say. I'm the reason the football team has mono. And the other one is most popular girl in the boys' locker room. Couple of swell girls. Couple of stand-up girls here is what we got. Thanks, guys, so much. You're going to be YouTube famous. They're all excited that you're going to be YouTube famous.
Well,
I don't see anybody else with hats at the moment. Maybe we'll get some more as these newcomers get some.
You probably don't get this much action in the back, do you?
No, I don't. I do not. I hang out back there in the hole, and I cook the food and make sure everybody's got hot and fresh stuff.
Well, I do have to tell you, Jared, that I liked my dinner up there at the Chicago Dicks 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had the the seafood platter and a couple of Bud Lights.
How was the platter?
It was good. It was very, very good. Nice and
good.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a lot of fun there?
Yeah, we did. I didn't get home till like almost 3 a.m. But
oh, wow.
Had a good time.
So you must have had a great time then.
Yeah. I sure did. And we still had about a 2-hour drive to get home also.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I do believe I'm going to get back to the kitchen, sir.
That's
back
all right.
To my hole.
That's all right. You can give it. You can give the phone back to Sam or Tressa there.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you.
All right, and thank you for coming on.
No problem. Have a great night.
Well, you told him for a while, Tommy.
Well, that fellow liked to talk there. Yeah.
But as you saw, some of the hats that they make. Most popular girl in the locker room, I told her I was jealous. And then the other one with mono, I told her congratulations.
Yeah, I couldn't really read the hats and all that, but that was nice of them to come up.
I think it said I'm the reason the whole football team has mono.
Had mono, yeah.
And I told her, yeah, I said congratulations. This is why I fit in at Dick. Like I said, Dick loves Tressa, but Tressa loves Dick.
Yep.
No doubt. So I have to ask you now, Stephen, are you enjoying tonight? Or
yeah.
Are you having a blast talking to these crazy people I hang out with?
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of difficult, but it's fun.
Yeah, and I was talking to Sam earlier, and I said, you know, every time I hear a radio station doing a live show, it's always long. You can't hear nothing. But I wanted to do the first show at the place where they have supported me so much. Everything that they've done for me, you know, as far as Dick goes, all of the support. I mean, you heard Rebecca say, you know, they enjoy it when I'm here, and I enjoy them. And actually, Rebecca was the first one that I talked to. The reason I got into this in the very beginning. So me and her have always kept close contact and stuff, joking around through text message and stuff through the phone. It's been interesting.
When was your
I'm
first?
Happy.
Yeah. When was the first time you went there to Dick's?
Do you remember the first time I went to Dick's? When the first time I came here for a book signing,
yeah.
When it was, you remember? Last year, right? it was probably around February when I came here. No, actually, I was in Florida in February. It was sometime last year. I was in Florida in April. I tease everyone. Ah, we got a good one here. Here you go. Hold on, let me turn this around. Check this out. Friday the 13th.
What's he supposed to be?
He is a unicorn.
Oh, okay.
There is never a dull moment. That's for sure. Whenever I were a dick. But, yeah, I guess it was around, what, you said when? So it was February, around February. Somewhere around February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, February, March. And then I went, I think the next disc golf resort was down in Orlando, which is right in my back door because I'm from Tampa. And then I went to Newport, Kentucky, and Chicago, which was, that was an honor to be in a big city like that.
A
country girl. Making it to Chicago, wow.
Yep.
And
that was just 2 weeks ago.
Other Dick Boss resorts that we're going to go to. I want to hit them all. You know, I want to go to every Dick that they have open before it's over with. And me and Stephen have been talking just to let everybody know we're planning something in the future as far as Dick goes and a few other projects that me and you are going to be doing together. So Stephen will hopefully be out on the road with me a little more coming this 2016.
Yep. I would just like to get me some hands on some more better equipment in that. I'd like to get me a good camera and maybe a really nice laptop, or maybe even two nice laptops, you know. We can do shows out there on the road.
Yeah, and I think what you have is awesome already. So, and we're showing Bud Light again. They weren't here tonight because we didn't give them enough time in advance to be here.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, we could have talked to some of the
Bud Light.
Huh? I said that's too bad. We couldn't have talked to some of the Bud Light girls.
And we will. I will get with Rebecca, and we'll see if we can get Bud Light out here with some Bud Light girls. And we'll come out here and do some photos and stuff and get all that up as well.
Absolutely.
So, but I think we might be actually wrapping this up at 9 o'clock instead of going to 2 hours because...
I think it's a good idea. That's probably a pretty good idea, Tressa.
Yeah.
That's,
and I didn't... traffic coming in, you know, I want to apologize for that, but in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, as the outsiders call it, I heard, is Pigeon Forge. So, and that's always a laugh for us in the South to hear someone try to pronounce it with something other than what it is, Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. Try to get a hold of Dolly and I said, try to get a hold of Dolly Parton. And
oh, and you know I am. I've already got plans for that. Yep. I've got my crazy ideas. I tell everyone, I've called Steven. I call Phil. Everyone knows Philip Altamacher, and I call Troy Duncan. They're all part of Tressa Grace Publications. I have my three guys on board, which I'm very proud of. I love them all. They're great. And, I call you guys up sometimes and give you some of my ideas, and I don't know what you're really thinking, but
well,
I've always got my brain working for new projects.
I think we need to go places in 2016. That's what I think we need to do. We need to take over the world.
I'm going to. I mean, with the publications that I have, we're fixing to release our first author that's coming out. And I have the trailer that we actually sent you. So before we sign off tonight, maybe you can show that for people. His name is John Kilmore.
I will be able to.
We will, huh?
I will be able to play that.
Thank you. And people will be hearing more about that. And I have two other writers that I am now working with. We have a four-week turnaround at Christa Grace Publications, so that'll still be a little ways out. But I think with some of my tactics, and now that I've got you three guys on board, I think we can keep everyone occupied until we get out our new office.
Well, that sounds like a good plan there.
But yeah, if you want to go on and show that, we'll call it a night, and I'll get out here on the floor, and I might actually bust a move later on. It depends on how many good lights I have.
Okay. Do you have those 4-inch high heels on?
I do. I think you saw them.
I did, in Chicago.
Yeah, these are my boots. I don't know if I was wearing my boots, but I got on the high heels. I'm short, so I have to be up with the rest of the world. That's why I wear my high heels.
Well, you know, dynamite comes in small packages.
I want to get Rebecca over here and let her tell everyone goodbye for the night. I'll have her say a few last words, and then we'll call it a night. We'll see you.
Hello, Steve.
Yep, I'm here. You know, I'm actually going to go to one of the events down there in Gatlinburg. Possibly the next one. I'm not sure when she's going to set that up, but I will be going to one down there and meeting everybody.
Oh, awesome. We look forward to meeting you, Steve.
Yeah. It's going to be about a 5-hour drive for me, but I'm going to make it anyways.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, I will buy you dinner and a beer when you get here.
That sounds like a plan.
Sound like a plan?
Yes, it does.
All right, Steve. Thanks for broadcasting from us for Gatlinburg.
Oh, you're very welcome. And tell all the employees I said good night.
I will. Good night to you.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Stephen, and I will talk to you later on.
All right.
We have one more. Here we go.
That's okay.
You're supposed to get on here and be really cute. And tell everyone that you love Jen.
I love Jen.
There you go.
Okay.
That's getting rowdy now.
That's a good way to end it. That's a good way to end it.
It is. All right, Steven, I hope you recuperate from your first radio show with me, and I will contact you later on.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have fun. All right, then. I'm going to put that actual trailer up there that Tressa was talking about and put it up on a video and then put Tressa's trailer back up on one more time and call it for the night.
Well, there's no heroes in hell, son. We all pay what we owe the devil. This life or the next. You can always be sure. Well, hello there. John Kilmore. I'm a noted author, and call me the Mississippi King of Horror. I have a new book called Devil's Dues out on Tressa Graves Publication. Pick up a copy today. Let us know what you think about it. What were we, son?
And I'm going to put that other trailer up here, if I can find the right spot where I was at. Yeah, that's it right there. Hang on a second. Oops, sorry, that was not it. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thanks for coming out, Troy. I guess you seem to be the only one in the chat there tonight. So, thanks everyone for coming out. Have a good night.